Machete-wielding migrants hack up German disco. Written by James Murphy. Monday, November, 11, 2019. A group of approximately 10 migrant men from Syria and Afghanistan attacked the Kulti disco in the village of Treben in Brandenburg, Germany, on Saturday night. After two of the men were turned away at the door, the group later returned with machetes and attempted to cut a bouncer's neck. Luckily for the bouncer at the door, identified only as Tom, he was able to fend off the attack to his neck with his arm and move back inside the facility. He and three colleagues then held the door shut while the migrant assailants hacked away at the wooden door with machetes. Two members of the group had been denied entry to the disco because of unruly behavior in the past, not because they were migrants. They later returned with more people and weapons. Two of them had been banned 2 weeks ago because they had climbed over the fence, said Frank Seifert, who runs Kulti. We have nothing against asylum seekers. But whoever does not behave cannot go in anymore. Tom, the bouncer, recounted the incident. I fended off the blow with my forearm and pushed him back. He fell against the other two. We used the seconds to retreat and shut the door. Then they hacked on the door. They had, apparently, planned to take revenge, otherwise they would not have brought the weapons, one injury was reported. As the migrant men chopped at the door, a splinter of wood flew into the eye of a guest. The guest was taken to the emergency room and treated. The club reportedly attracts many young revelers because it offers low-priced drinks. It is also located only 20 minutes southwest of Berlin, Germany's largest city. In Europe, the migrant violence has changed social behavior, with many European women now afraid to go out by themselves or in small groups. When they do go out, they often form defensive circles inside clubs to avoid being harassed. The incident in Treben is far from the only instance of migrants misbehaving in Germany. In 2017, in the nearby state of Saxony, a disco banned all asylum seekers from entering due to repeated violence, thefts, and the sexual harassment of young women. In 2016, a Syrian refugee murdered a pregnant woman and injured two more in a machete attack near Stuttgart. The refugee had, reportedly, fallen in love with the victim. 22-year-old Ali Bashar, a Syrian refugee who came to Germany with his family in 2015, was sentenced to prison in July for the rape and murder of 14-year-old Susanna Feldman near the city of Mainz. Bashar is also being investigated for the rape of an 11-year-old girl. On New Year's Eve 2015 in Cologne, approximately 2,000 migrant males went out in gangs, assaulting, raping, and otherwise sexually molesting approximately 1,200 German women. These and hundreds more attacks have occurred in Germany and all over Europe since the 2015 migrant crisis began in Europe. Germany can thank Chancellor Angela Merkel for these violent acts. Her 2015 decision to basically open up the gates of the country for hundreds of thousands of migrants fleeing Syria, Afghanistan, and other Middle Eastern countries created chaos in her country and much of Europe. Machete violence has spilled over into other European countries as well. Just this August in London, a 28-year-old police officer was nearly slashed to death by a machete-wielding motorist, Mohammed Radwan. The officer was stabbed numerous times and nearly had his thumb cut off by Radwan. In case you think these are isolated incidents, consider that the German women's magazine Ille der Frau recently published an article on how to treat stab wounds in its health and fitness section. The Daily Mail reports that a machete attack occurs once every 90 minutes in the UK. The millions of migrants who have streamed into Europe in the past several years have brought great changes to European society, almost none of them good. Not only does this new type of immigrant not assimilate to their new culture, they bring their old ways of dealing with women and settling scores with them. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.